Good morning, you listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at NeoCon, second day of the show, and I'm with John Czarnecki, the Deputy Director with the IIDA. John, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks a lot.
So you've been in this role for about a year and a half, and you're the number two person at the International Interior Design Association, based in Chicago, who moved their headquarters about 2 years ago to a nice place on Wacker. And your background, you've got 18 years in an editorial role focused on interior finishes, right?
Actually, my background's in architecture and design. Originally from Milwaukee, and I have master's in architecture and urban planning from University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. But you're right, before coming to Chicago last year for this role at IIDA, I was in New York for 18 years. The last seven, I was editor-in-chief of Contract Magazine. Before that, 8 years at the book publisher Wiley as editor of books on design, architecture, preservation. And then also 3 years at Architectural Record Magazine. My knowledge is in the practice of design and in editorial related to design. And I've known the industry now for many years and happy to be working with Cheryl and helping her lead the IIDA headquarters staff.
So you moved from New York to Chicago. Has that been good?
Yes, it's been good. Chicago's a great city. Maybe that 1 week in January of the polar vortex was a little tough, but otherwise Chicago's a great city.
I wanted to talk to you about the 25th anniversary. In fact, you know, it's such a big deal that you changed the name of your big gala on Sunday night from Cool to Silver, and you had a big annual meeting on Sunday. Tell us a little bit about the highlights of that meeting.
Sure. So we have our annual meeting that's always on the Sunday before NeoCon. And this year was special because it was the 25th anniversary of the organization. So we recognized that at the meeting. Importantly, we inducted our new board members, including our 2019-2020 president, Susanna Covarrubias. She's a principal at Gensler Seattle, and we're pleased to have her as our new president of the organization. We celebrated five new fellows that were inducted. Those were Ken Baker, Julia Monk, Edwin Beltran, Tom Pellucci, and Cindy Simpson. Star Award winner was Richard Sol Werman, and Titan Award winner Liz Ogbu. Member of the Year was Suzanne Molina from Los Angeles. And then special recognition this year for the 25th anniversary, a Silver Founders Award was given to Interior Design Magazine, which was integral in the founding of our organization 25 years ago, and a Silver Legacy Award in honor of Florence Knoll, given to Knoll this year. So this meeting was held in Chicago. We had a full house of 400 people attend, including many past presidents and many key people in the industry. So it was a great way to kick off the week for us.
Well, how is the health of the IIDA, now 25 years old?
IIDA is doing very well in our 25th year. Our membership has increased very consistently in especially the last 5 years. We have a steady number of both professional members, student members, and industry members. And it's a great combination that serves us well, serves the industry well. And we're actively increasing membership, and a number of companies in our industry are supporting us in new and different ways in terms of new programming and new events that we have planned either here in Chicago or actually across the country.
And what is your little elevator speech when somebody says, who is the IIDA?
IIDA is the Commercial Interior Design Association. We are the association for those that are designers or in the industry related to any commercial design project type. So workplace, healthcare, retail, school design, is every project type that is represented by those that are here at NeoCon, for example.
So this is your second NeoCon in this role. It's a pretty intense week for you, isn't it?
It can be, yes. You know, for us as an association, besides annual meeting, which I mentioned. Our Saturday had our chapter leadership council, which is chapter leaders from around the country gathered on Saturday for a day of information sharing, leadership training. We also had chapter awards program that Saturday evening to honor those chapters that have done exceptional programming and have increased membership by large percentages. That was Saturday. Sunday, the annual meeting. Sunday evening was the gala. We had the largest audience for the gala that we've had in a number of years. And then it's NeoCon after all of that. So we have a busy week. Absolutely.
One last question. How busy are your members? We're walking NeoCon now and we see the traffic to here is probably the best it's been since before the recession. So they've got to be busy. What sense are you getting? Is this the busiest time that they've been in a while?
My sense is yes. Everyone seems to be fairly busy and doing well, but they're doing it smartly in that they are planning and preparing for if there were a change in the economy, to be able to handle that smartly, whether it's staffing or growth in taking on projects. They are busy, but planning ahead in a smart way.
I interviewed Tom Pollucci, the head of interior design for HOK the other day, and he said they could do even more work if they just had the people. So that's an issue, right?
Definitely. That's interesting. I actually, on Monday, moderated a session with Tom Pollucci and Julia Monk from HOK, both new fellows of our organization. And one of the questions was, in a robust economy, how do you find or what do you look for in great people when you're hiring? And as both of them said, the key is people's skills, you know, beyond just being able to draw and be a great designer, being able to communicate and being able to relate well with others, work as a team. It takes a lot to decipher whether a candidate is great at all of those people's skills, but that's what they're looking for. When there are a number of job possibilities, they need to find the best people, and that's the key challenge now.
All right, John, great to spend time with you again. Been talking to John Czarnecki, the deputy director with the IIDA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.